Hello and welcome to Stupid Sports. Well, hello there. Well, I hope you didn't notice the wheelchair, but that's what I'm here to talk to you about. One day, Mama said she wanted me to get fit. I said I wanted to stay home and play Call of Duty Black Ops 2. Of course, she didn't approve of that. First of all, because I'm not allowed to play games rated over E10. But that's okay, because she signed me up for sports, which is worse. So, she signed me up for Pop Warner football for Small Town. Even though I lived in Plainview, I don't really care. It was just as dumb. Well, Coach always tells us if we're slacking off, go take a lap. I've never seen Coach take a lap, which is kind of funny because he's overweight. I wish I could see that. Well, speaking of him being overweight, if you look at him, you'll know exactly what I mean. You see, when we were doing one game, we were winning. We wanted to tell Coach what the next play we wanted to be. And guess what? Guess who's at the snack bar buying a big pack of nachos? If you guessed him, you got it! Jesus, that guy loved the snack bar. Came back with a hot dog, gave it to the other coach, and then they chucked him at me. Wow, what fun. So, I'm being tackled 100 times, and when you let him do it again, you just get knocked back down. You can't get up. The kid knocked me out during that one last play. So I woke up in the hospital, blood all over the seat, and I'm like, hey, what happened? They said that I was knocked out for 2 hours. So then Coach made me get out anyway and do 4 laps for letting him knock me out. Boy, does that guy have issues. Well, then I told Mama I wanted to drop out of football. She didn't like that. She encouraged me to keep going, but I said, no way. But then I said, hey, why don't we just sign up for softball? Softball, right. That ball's as big as my hand. Well, when they throw it at you, apparently it's made out of, like, metal-covered leather or something. But still, that hurts so bad when you have to catch it with your bare hands. But still, I caught it. But once, I was about to hit the ball, and I was nailed in the ribs. Oh, gosh, did I lose my breath and pass out. I woke up with blood seeping out of my side onto the same bed. Boy, I love that bed. But still, the blood under the fresh blood was dry and crusty, which I hated sitting on it because it crunched whenever I sat down. But then I said, Mama, can you just sign me up for baseball? It's got to be a little softer than softball. Which I think is kind of funny because of the name. All right, she said. But then she signed me up for MLB. Boy, was it hard going head-to-head against Babe Ruth. Throw a ball at him, he hits it, home run! But one time I hit it, he hit it, slammed me right in the head. I woke up with a concussion, of course. But I was in the same bed. I was like, hey, what up with that? But then she said, boy, does that thing have your name written on it? Then I discovered that I'd written on it in my sleep with a Sharpie. She said, wow, what sarcasm. So then she signed me up for volleyball, apparently women's volleyball, which I did not appreciate. But when I did it, I hit the ball, and it went right through the roof. Of course, all the chips landed on the women. So then they started whacking me in the butt with the paddle. Well, apparently it broke every single part of my body. Boy, can those ladies hit. Well, now that my whole body was broken, I asked Mama, Mama, can you just buy me a coloring and activity book for sports? She said, okay. I got out of sports this time, but I overheard her talking to Daddy. She's going to sign me up for lacrosse next year. Boy, I am not excited. Well, you better watch out. You better not cry. The sports are coming to kill you tonight. All right. Bye.